Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Tommy Olive with me from Olive's Nursery. Folks, we're going to tell you what's fixing to go on with your yards and your plants, and listen in, and you'll learn some good information. Tommy, thank you so much for coming on here.
Scott, it's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we were talking earlier. I said, I only want people that we actually do business with on our show. We like. And I can honestly say, with Olive's Nursery, back when I was probably 7, 8 years old, your mom, Mary, and my mom, Dorothy, were friends. My mother would go in there at Christmas time and take me with her. And it's like it was like a winter wonderland. The Christmas trees, the bows, the ornaments. And you've kept that tradition all these years, too.
That's right. It was fun growing up at Olive's Nursery and being Mary Olive's son.
Your mom was a great lady.
She was.
So, and it was neat is to go in there and just enjoy it. And I know people still get to do that. And it's still a neat deal because y'all do such a great job at that time of the year, which is a blessed time of the year, and we love it.
Amen. Yeah. So you know, Scott and I were talking earlier about his experiences and just how much it was just an experience.
Yeah.
It was fun to come, wasn't it?
It was a destination.
And you were talking about Joe Jones that worked for us, and his daddy worked before he did.
Yes.
And in seventh grade, about 1963, we used to go out on the edge of town on Trinity Avenue and Cornell on the edge of town, you know. Yeah. And literally, it was just pasture act about behind that. And used to landscape together, me and Joe. And then he grew up and has gone on and in heaven now. But he was such a nice, kind man that people just loved to come and visit with Joe.
From being 7, 8 years old, I still remember the man.
That's right.
Because he was so nice.
That's right.
But like you said, but Olive's was kind of the edge of town back then, too.
It was.
So we've grown a lot. But some things stay the same, and that's people need to take care of their yards.
That's right.
So a little bit, you were talking on your, because I love your radio ads too, by the way.
Thanks.
I think you do a great job and makes you just feel good about it. Let's talk, if we can, let's talk about our yards, because if you look around, our yards don't look that good right now in San Angelo.
I want to tell you something. Have you ever noticed, you drive down the street and they built a new house and they brought in pasture dirt, you know, and the builder did, and they hydro mulch it with Bermuda.
That's exactly right.
And the guy starts watering it, and it comes up this dark, beautiful, rich, looks like Ireland, green. It's emerald green. You ever notice that?
Yes.
And so you knock on the door. What are you putting on your lawn? How do you get it so green? He said, I don't know, just chemical fertilizer, 16-8-8, something like that. And so you go get some and put it on your lawn, nothing happens. And then he's doing something, and then you drive down this same street 3 years later, and all the lawns are the same. Have you ever noticed that?
Now that you're saying it, I never thought of it, but yes.
But, you know, same street and nothing different. So what happened? Well, my theory is that somebody salted his dirt and took this fresh, unirrigated pasture dirt and ruined it by salting it. And it was him by watering it with San Angelo water. Week after week after month after year, and in about 3 years he's built up such a caustic salt content in his soil that it doesn't respond to fertilizers, and we begin to have problems. It's more susceptible to insects and to fungus and all kinds of problems. So does that sound feasible?
It sounds very
believable.
Feasible. Yes,
that's my theory. I tell people this all day long. So the cure is to improve the soil to now this might sound a little odd, but Scott Allison is very alkaline. His blood is alkaline. He's got a lot of bones that are all calcium, so he's alkaline. And if he were to be dehydrated and ground up in a pile, and we tested the pile, we'd think, this is too alkaline. We can't grow anything here. But if you were revived and that pile came back to life, there'd be no alkalinity under where you were. It'd all be in you. So you can literally start feeding these organisms, and they start eating that salt. And it becomes part of them, and it's not in the dirt anymore at all. And your soil can totally change by that. They call that a biostimulant. Anything that stimulates the biology in the soil or in you. You know, some people take probiotics, you know, to restore the biology in your gut and stuff. Well, it works the same way in the soil. It doesn't take forever. I mean, in a few months, few applications, you can really change it and bring life back into the soil.
So now, this is actually like a fertilizer-looking stuff that we do, or tell us what we do here.
I tell you what, since you've invited me on, the main product that does the most, the quickest, is something that I developed about 26 years ago, and I call it olives oil.
I love it.
And we made up, what do you call it, a acrostic for oil. It's organically infused loan builder. There's no olive oil in it, but it's a mixture of these biostimulants and soaps and stuff. So it helps water percolate down quicker in your soil. When I married Debbie 26 years ago and moved in her house, I couldn't get a nail in the dirt without a hammer. And now I can slide, you know, those church and political signs on those wires. And, you know, from putting in a
yard signs.
Yeah. For sale by Scott Allison Real Estate. Sometimes you got to get a sledgehammer, right?
I have it in my pickup. I keep it in there for just that.
Come over to my house, it'll just slide right in.
Okay.
Bone dry, my soil, slide right in.
How do we apply this olive oil?
With the hose end sprayer. It's real easy, kind of mindless.
So we just come in there and say, Tommy, I need to get some. By the way, I'm going to tell you right now, folks, I'm going to be getting some. Because what was weird, we came back from the ranch this weekend, and we've been blessed in store with a lot of rain. And it's beautiful. It's a dark, dark green. And I came back, and I had people come in and tell me we have a meeting today, or tomorrow, actually. And I'm looking, and I told her, I said, you know what? The weeds at the ranch and the pasture look better than our yard and the golf course. Because it's kind of a dull, blah look right now. And I said, Tommy's going to be on the show. I'm going to ask him point blank why our grass doesn't look better.
You know, when the soil's hard and tight, you wouldn't expect water to flow down deeply. And therefore, roots don't flow down deeply. And when the soil and the moisture in the soil is shallow, the weeds have a great advantage and the grass has a big disadvantage. So if you change the soil structure, and you don't have to aerate, you don't have to till. My example is the way nature does it is the cow poops, the rabbit dies, and the leaf falls. And then things begin to rot and change on down and deeper into the soil. And it just works.
And when the cow poops, it grows mesquite trees.
That's right. It can. That's right.
It is. Okay, so we've got a deal for our grass now.